Nice F-150.
Yeah, I've been able to go further with the available Power Boost hybrid engine. I can get up to 1,200 kilometers per fill up.
Water, please.
Unleash more power in a 2022 Ford F-150. Contact your Ontario Ford store or visit Ford.ca.
Thanks for being along. I appreciate it very much. Rising food prices are causing Canadians to rethink their shopping habits and even the supermarket they visit, according to Kevin Grayer, who is a livestock, meat, and grocery market analyst. And Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, Jerry.
Is it Grier? Is that how you pronounce your last name?
Yeah, Grier.
Okay. So are you seeing a change that maybe you hadn't seen until just recently?
Well, one change that's happening that's been ongoing, though, is again the growth in share of both Walmart and Costco, and that might have been accelerated during the pandemic or during the lockdowns as consumers wanted to do more one-stop shopping instead of going to a variety of different places. So obviously Walmart and Costco ended up in the positive there. Also, during the pandemic, consumers also wanted to go more to what we call the conventional grocery stores, in other words, the Loblaw, as opposed to the No Frills or the Metro versus their Food Basics, because again, there was more of a one-stop shop there. So that happened during the pandemic. After, or as the lockdowns end, we're going more back to the discount stores, and again, that's because of inflation, though.
All right, but is it and inflation? How much of that is driven by the extraordinary price of gasoline these days?
Yeah, that's certainly part of it, but the food items themselves have been increasing independent of that. So the gasoline, the diesel, and the energy costs are all part of the cost structure, which increases the cost of food. And then the individual items themselves, like I'm mostly familiar with meat, and part of the reason why meat prices have gone up so high is not because of supply shortages, it's because our consumption and demand for meat has been fantastic over the last couple of years. So prices have risen because of that.
Is there any difference in various types of meat products?
Well, the one that I'm particularly talking about has been beef. You know, we went through a period there during the pandemic where there was a supply shortage because of situations in the plants. But in 2021, production was very, very high, and prices kept on going higher at the packer level. And I kept on thinking, okay, this is it. It's not going to go any higher. And it kept on going higher and higher. One reason and one reason only, Jerry, and it's pretty surprising, I bet you think, but we just were demanding beef. I've never seen it in 30 years, beef demand so strong as it was during 2021.
Why was that, do you think?
Jerry, you know, part of it is because I think we're all starting to realize that proteins are part of a healthy diet, and there's less of a fear about meat fats connected to heart health. You know, I guess we figure that maybe Eisenhower died because of two packs a day of cigarettes as opposed to meat, and it's taken that long. But all that kind of stuff is all part of it. But I don't know, Jerry, like I say, maybe it's because during the lockdowns we could buy more strip loin with $100 than we at a grocery store than we could at a restaurant. A whole bunch of things probably came together, Jerry, but I've never seen it like this before.
All right. But it isn't necessarily, this is bad for our population. Rising food prices really hit poor people, people on fixed incomes. You know, I don't know what your situation is, but my situation is such that I can adjust some other things if I have to, but I feel for people who are struggling every month anyway.
Absolutely, Jerry. And the other thing we're noticing too is that the ratio of food that we buy, particularly, again, I'm most familiar with meat, the ratio of food that we buy on deal or on the flyer is really, really increasing. And it's causing, I think, a lot of grocers to pull their hair out because more and more is being bought on the flyer. People are planning out their shopping trips following the flyer path from this store to that store to that store. So therefore, Jerry, we're exactly right. We're reacting to what you're saying. We're trying to buy as cheap as possible because of how expensive things are.
Okay, but it's interesting as we look at the cost of food right now, there are people who are writing in, responding to our conversation saying, oh, well, they're all just gouging, etc. That's not true. Walmart, Sam Walton became incredibly wealthy by driving prices down, not up. Grocery stores aren't necessarily wanting to say, let's just jack the price on everything.
No, no. It's easy to say that, but it's. There's no evidence of that. The reality of it is that, in my experience, prices react to two things. Number one, commodity costs, and number two, competition. And when commodity costs rise, about 6 months later, you start to find prices rise, and vice versa, actually. Prices do decline, too, and they have declined within the last 5 or 6 years. We've seen deflation at the grocery store as the companies compete harder with each other. So if anybody gets out of line, somebody such as Walmart or Costco is gonna hit them with a big flyer ad and that sort of thing. So no, there's very, very vigorous competition at retail, and I don't think they like to be seen as to be raising prices.
I'm talking to Kevin Greer. He is a livestock, meat, and grocery market analyst. And you mentioned a bit ago that you hadn't seen the demand for meat such as we had during the pandemic. And then you said, of course, people at home, and they're thinking, well, I can't go to the restaurant and have a steak. Hey, turns out it's a lot cheaper to buy a steak and cook it at home. So maybe that's what people were doing. But we're coming out of the pandemic now. Do you think you'll see it reverse again?
Well, I really think we're not going to see strong demand in 2022, 2023 because of all the things you're talking about, Jerry. I mean, when it's all said and done, when you're filling up your gas tank at $120, $150, who is going to be able to go to a restaurant? Who is going to be able to buy that prime rib roast? So I really think that demand is going to ease off because of all these things.
Do you think that vegetarianism is going to be making a difference in the future?
I think vegetarianism is all part of the demand structure, but we've been talking about this for a long time. One thing that we talked about like crazy only like 2 or 3 years ago was the alternative meat proteins, like the plant-based proteins, and now I'm getting calls from the media about saying, hey Kevin, why is it not working? Why is it not happening? What's wrong with the plant-based proteins? So these things ebb and flow, Jerry. And like I say, that was the biggest one, and now the talk about those ones is again, why are they flopping like they are?
Yeah, the problem is that we're dealing essentially with a worldwide economy here, and we're dealing with high fuel prices in Canada beyond what is happening in some countries, like the United States. We pay a lot more due to the taxes. But the problem is there's so many factors. It's very difficult for the average person to understand why it's happening, and therefore it's easier to glom onto some conspiracy theory like we're being gouged.
Exactly. There's so many factors that go into this. We haven't even talked about the fact that, Canada and the United States have been, governments have been spending like crazy, the money supply increasing like crazy. And, when you do that and more dollars chasing fewer goods, guess what happens? So, who's not surprised about that then?
All right. Has it changed your grocery buying habits personally?
I'm much more focused on the flyer than I was, say, in the recent past, the flyer. But again, I'm just a typical Canadian. Canadians love their flyers, Jerry, and now we like them even more.
Well, that's right, and people are writing in to me about price matching. Maybe that'll become more of a thing.
Exactly. But on the meats, you're always going to have a meat on the front page of the flyer, and the ones that are on the front page the most often would be the ground meats and the boneless breast, and so we'll be watching those to see how those price out, especially as we get into these big holidays. We've already had a big holiday, the Victoria Day, Father's Day this weekend, so again, we're going to be watching what we have on the front page of the flyer, and we're all going to be going, okay, I'm going to go here because they got a better deal for Father's Day.
Kevin Greer, livestock, meat, and grocery market analyst. I appreciate your time. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Jerry. I enjoy your work.